July 1776, America declares independence. Tory cabinet says, "We will crush the rebels and swiftly."
He enlisted as a soldier, though he never fired a gun. But the power of his pen gave heart until the cause was won. The power of his pen gave heart until the cause was won.
These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of their country. But he that stands it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered. Yet we have this consolation with us, that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph.
1,000 years hence, perhaps less, America may be what Europe now is. The innocence of her character that won the hearts of all nations in her favour may sound like a romance, and her inimitable virtue as if it had never been. When we contemplate the fall of empires and the extinction of the nations of the ancient world, we see but little more to excite our regret than the mouldering ruins of pompous palaces, magnificent monuments, lofty pyramids, and walls and towers of the most costly workmanship. But when the empire of America shall fall, the subject for contemplative sorrow will be infinitely greater. It will not then be said, "Here stood a temple of vast antiquity," but here, our painful thought, the noblest work of human wisdom, the grandest scene of human glory, the fair cause of freedom rose and fell.